900 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 400,000 customers are still without power this morning along the Texas Gulf Shore. Hurricane Beryl, a Category 1 storm, came ashore early this morning. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in Galveston.
In Sargent Beach, storm surge moving in.
Oh, wow.
Overtaking the area. High winds and waves hammering vehicles. In Freeport, Texas, numerous power flashes as winds began taking out power lines.
Heavy rain and strong winds lashing the Houston area and now moving inland. President Biden hoping to shift the focus in Washington this week from his future to his present. He is hoping the NATO summit in Washington starting tomorrow. Congress also back in session. Democratic lawmakers expected to discuss concerns about President Biden in person. Chaotic election results in France. The far-right party did not win a majority in parliament. The far-left party did not either, nor did President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's another big day for cleanup in Manawa, where things are starting to get back to normal. Floodwaters burst through a levee on the Little Wolf River during heavy rains Friday morning. People had to be evacuated from their homes. The levee itself didn't fail, but much of the ground around it washed away. U.S. Senate Democrats have plenty to talk about regarding President Biden's future today. Virginia's Mark Warner is organizing a meeting of Senate Democrats like Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin.
I'm listening carefully to what my constituents and voters have to say in Wisconsin, and certainly sharing those comments with the president's advisors.
Congress is back to work after the holiday break. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Several communities throughout northeast Wisconsin are drying out after heavy rains and flash flooding closed roads and caused evacuations. The hardest hit community may have been Manawa, where 4 inches of rain and erosion led to the Little Wolf River overflowing a dam. In Appleton and New Holstein, 2.5 inches of rain closed roads and led to officials asking people not to travel. The Oshkosh Common Council will vote on an ordinance to prohibit false reporting of emergencies. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley.
And when we get there, you know, either the police department or the fire department arrives and, well, no, I'm really not having chest pain, but I would like you to provide these home health care services. I'd like you to feed my cat, pull up my socks.
Stanley says 7 people have called 911 this year, combined 137 times, stating an emergency, but asking for a different type of help when police arrive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers return home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back home after a road trip to Colorado and California. They beat the Dodgers 9-2 yesterday to finish 3-4 for the trip. They also avoided being swept by the Dodgers. Center fielder Blake Perkins coming up with a home run and was asked what Pat Murphy says about how they've managed to not lose more than 3 games in a row this season.
Murph says it a lot, and Yelly says it a lot. I think with the way our team is comprised, like, we're able to make the lows shorter. You know, just playing team baseball, there's a different guy.
Lefty Dallas Keuchel held the Dodgers scoreless through the first 4 1/3 innings. Pat Murphy.
The reason we picked him up, the front office scouted him, looked at him, see where he's at, and felt like the reason he could help is because his experience. He's not going to give in.
The Brewers host the Dodgers tomorrow night. Basketball, Team Greece beat Croatia 80-69. Giannis with 23 points, leading his team, Greece, back to the Olympics for the first time in 16 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on through the day today. It'll be mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 81. Rain amounts 1 to 2/10 of an inch with some of these thunderstorms. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance of a thundershower with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. It's great to be back from vacation.
Well,
what?
What did I say? I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Joel? He kind of like, was like, well, kind of.
It was good to be in the UP, though. I'm sorry, but I still think the UP is the greatest place on earth.
Well, yeah. And you mentioned you got some tick bites.
Oh, my God. Horsefly, snakes. Yeah, just what a great trip.
Do you partridge hunt?
No, I don't partridge hunt.
Okay. Because I got a video. I sent it to Kevin Borseth even. Partridge hunting is one of my favorite things. It's a great thing in the UP. It's really great. But it's so hard to spot them and everything. And I got video. I can even show it. I sent it to Kevin Borseth of a partridge comes walking out of the woods. He was and just walks all around in front of him. But when you're hunting them, you never see them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he was trying to get it on, I think, with another one in there. Because he did the whole feathers where they come out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
How they do it like a peacock does it with the feathers. Yeah. So he's a little bit
peacocking.
Oblivious.
What
is that? It's a term for that. Yeah. He was doing that, but he had all his feathers in bloom.
Well, that's awesome when peacocks do that. I don't know what partridge, like, aren't those little birds?
Partridge? Here, I'll show you the video.
I don't remember.
They're delicious.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay.
No, you're fine. You sure?
That's okay. Yeah, I'm fine. I'll talk to Joel.
The listeners can't see it.
No, but right.
That's okay.
Right here.
Hey, that's a good looking video.
Well, I can get it right here.
We're here with Joel.
All right.
Hey, Joel, so Director of Veterans Services here for Brown County. And I was talking to you a little bit before we came on. With pretty much any service a veteran's looking for, they would come to your organization.
Right, yeah.
Right? Education, finance.
But break it down a little bit further, because you brought up a really good point during the break. People might think of you as this huge ombudsman for everything veteran related and the big things,
right.
But it's the little things that you mentioned, Jim, that you've dealt with some of your students. I think that's a really good point.
And I think sometimes you see a student and they're there thanks to the veterans that they're paying for their school,
right.
Schooling. And I think that's great. And I think maybe some other things they might be getting, but I worry sometimes about the stress these kids are going through, and especially some of them, they may have a marriage that didn't work out, or they may be financially strapped, or maybe get the kid that is
Just coming out of the military, stressful.
So
everything is so regimented.
In terms of the mental health side, is that how do they get connected with that? And I'm not talking about the X's and O's. I'm talking about the soft skills, the mental health skills.
Yeah, we're talking when they have an issue or you see someone struggling, we're the resource, right? We know how to hook them up to the Green Bay Vet Center. We know how to hook them up to the VA healthcare system. And we're fellow veterans too. We do a lot of counseling in our office, not because we're counselors, but we're fellow veterans.
And I feel like there's nothing that will ever shock you if somebody walks through the door and says,
no, after 25 years of doing this, could tell you stories that, make your
Jim gave me a magazine the other day, New York Times magazine. Is that what it is? It's right on the thing there.
Yeah,
is it Post or Times or whatever?
Times.
Okay, it's their. I've got it right there, Joe. You can even take it with you. It's an article about this young guy, soldier from Kuwaskum.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
From Kuwaskum.
Those Times.
He attempted suicide while in the Army by hanging himself.
Mm-hmm.
His buddies got to him before. The parents pleaded for his officers to get him more help, get him more help. And the next time they went to the firing range, guess what he did?
Oh, no.
Yeah. But they could not get people to be serious about he needed these problems. I mean, my God, he survived a suicide attempt, and he still stayed in the Army.
Yeah.
I mean, there's times when things lapse, isn't there?
Yeah, and we don't know what year that was.
I want you to take it.
Mental
if you don't
health
mind.
Has become more of a focus in the military and outside the military. In fact, 988 press one. That's if you're struggling, you know, anytime, 24/7, 365.
You know what's strange,
988
though, Joe?
Press one.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say that again, please.
988 press one.
The strange thing is when you read about suicides and it's in there. It's not. You know, a lot of people think, well, post-traumatic stress, went through combat, lost some friends. It's not.
No.
There's people that are just in the military, and then they get out, and they can't handle life.
Could
be
life stresses, military stresses. And post-traumatic stress comes in many different forms in the military. You know, it can be, you could see a car accident. I witnessed one when I was in the Air Force, head-on collision. Mm. First one on the scene. That's traumatic. Right, people lean over the road and still remember.
My brother was an MP in France, and exact same thing happened. And he was in a body cast at Valley Forge Hospital for a year, full body cast.
Yeah, had a veteran that his buddy was electrocuted in front of him in the Navy. So, different things like that. Another veteran, two destroyers ran into each other, cut the boat in half.
What?
Watched. 20 of his friends go into the ocean and never come back.
Wow. I met a guy that was on the Forrestal, which was one of the worst disasters in history, in military history. These guys all got burnt alive. Some people blame John McCain for that, right? For something, because whatever, it's a long story.
Right.
But anyway, I brought that up to him. I said, wow, I heard you're in the Forrestal. Could I interview from? He goes, thank you. But he said, almost every minute of the day, I try to bury what I saw that day.
That's not the best thing to do if you're struggling with mental health.
No.
Is bury it. The body will push it out. It's like shrapnel. It's mental health shrapnel. And the body will push that out in different ways. Illnesses, right?
I had a buddy that went through horrific times in Vietnam, Marine. And finally, his people convinced him to go to TOMA.
Yeah.
And he said he went to meetings every day for 2 months and didn't say one word.
Right.
It took him that long. Even amongst those to be able to speak about it.
No.
Yeah, it's not like a cut on your finger where you can get healed in a week, right? Yeah. This is an onion you have to unravel, and you got to take time at it and consistency. Individuals think they'll go to counseling, and it's going to happen right away. You just got to be patient. Oh, yeah. It takes time to work through those things.
What are some signs, Joe? Even like Jim, when he deals with young veterans in his classes, what are some signs to kind of, you know, it's like, uh-oh.
Don't like crowds. Don't like your face. Don't like your back toward the door. Those type things. Somebody makes a loud noise and they react real quick, right? So those are, you know, telltale signs. And if they're super quiet, and if you know they're a veteran and they're super quiet, you know, that's a bad thing. But
every time you talk to them, it's something's wrong.
Right.
It's like, you know, life's pretty good, but it's not. They're in a rut or lull or whatever.
And again, that's, you know, 920-448-4450. That's our number.
Okay, that's
and
great, Joe.
They can call our office and we'll hook them up.
I want to shift gears a little bit to housing. We've had some people on with the cottage village that's being built, and but I still, when you read in nationally, it just seems like there's homeless or unhoused veterans. And it shouldn't be. Is there an effort being made toward that?
Well, the VA has a HUD and VASH program. It's a voucher program. And again, the veteran has to want to be housed, right? So we do run into those veterans that they don't want to be housed. So there's always that element. Had a veteran here locally, could have, a year ago, he could have went on a VA pension. There's a non-service connected VA pension program if you're a wartime era veteran. We actually signed him up, filed the claim, and then he came back into the office and withdrew the claim, right? And then he circled back again a year later looking for another gas voucher. That's what he wanted first time. I said, well, here's the deal. You don't get a gas voucher unless I apply for this pension. I had to kind of force him into it. Mm-hmm. And now he's getting $1,200 a month. And he's still living in his car.
We had a guy in Appleton. If he walked through the store, you'd say, okay, successful businessman. Was in the Air Force, in electronics, smart, everything like that. Lived in his truck. We could have gotten him into any facility. Right. Could have gotten the whole thing. Yeah. He lived in his truck. Well-dressed. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
And he'd go to a storage unit place and park his truck, and that's where he would live.
So there's, you know, again, there's mental health tied to that, right? There's things going on, obviously, aren't clicking correctly. I had a nurse tell me a long time ago, adults are allowed to make very poor decisions.
What about the part we were talking a little bit about earlier here, as far as, like, you know, you get some of these young people, men and women, graduate from high school, join the military right away. In fact, some of them, you know, sign up while they're still in high school. So they go from the regimentation of high school and living at home with the parents
to the military.
You go into the military. Everything, every minute basically is accounted for. You have to be here at this, blah, 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 blah. Then they get out, and all of a sudden, for the first time in their life, they're not being told what to do. Some people think that's the greatest thing in the world, the freedom. And other people can't handle it. Isn't that surprising, Joe, that happens?
Yeah, so they didn't, you know, they haven't had the ability to make those life independent life skills, right? So we do real well bringing people into the military, and they're still working on how to exit people from the military, right? And they should have a basic training coming out of the military and how to, you know, do certain things in life, and ultimately, you know, where to reach out to if you're struggling. And that's the key. And that's where...
But you probably see as much as anybody, Jim. Yeah, coming through your classes.
But I want to say that I think getting the word out, we talked about that when you were here, I think, last time.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the struggle, but, you know, sometimes if you're in a lull or, well, what am I going to do now? Education is, like, you're kind of your key to freedom. And
exactly.
And I think TC has some great programs, even 2 years, but you talk about welding or fixing this medical equipment, you come out and... You know, you're making $45,000-$50,000 a year. That's pretty good money.
Right.
And after a 2-year degree, and I just really want to get the word out that TC and GB too. I'm sure they're all good schools, but
education is a good piece. I mean, when you come out, you got the forever GI Bill now. It doesn't terminate where the last one terminated after 15 years. And then in the state of Wisconsin, you got the Wisconsin GI Bill where everyone, our veterans. We're awarded 120 free credits. And
Joe, isn't it surprising, though, sometimes
NWTC.
How some of these people, these young veterans, don't know about these things? You can climb the highest mountain and shout it out, but you talk to some of these sometimes, and it's like, oh, I'm not. Why? Isn't that frustrating for you?
Right, and you know what? The PACT Act that was passed in August of 22, it's helping because the federal VA is...
For the burn pits?
For the burn pits, toxic exposure in the military. People, we didn't understand how deep the PACT Act was. It's basically any toxic exposure in the military.
We got to talk more about that because that's a very important thing.
Super important.
Because I hate to say it, but I think it's this generation's Agent Orange.
Yes.
And I'm afraid we've only scratched the surface.
It's beyond that.
Beyond that. We got to talk about that. Joel Ollick, Director of Veteran Services, Brown County, back after this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement, and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners, so they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit uline.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning in downtown Green Bay. Joel Alec, Director of Veterans Services of Brown County with us. For any veterans listening, this is very, very, very important stuff. We try to get out the information as much as we can, and Joe does a great job of it. But Joe, you mentioned about where, and Jim asked where some of his students even could go for help. But I just want to say, you mentioned NWTC. They've had a wonderful group of people up there running their veteran services. Right. Nicole out at UWGB does a phenomenal job.
Fox Valley.
Fox Valley. Right. They do a great job. Tell you what, these schools have excellent people that just knock on their door, walk in their office, and they're welcome with open arms, right?
Right. The veterans representatives at the school, that's the point of, you know, it's a good point of contact. They'll direct them to our office, too.
Because it could be a little intimidating if they don't know you. Right. And, oh, there's downtown in the courthouse building or whatever, right. And the direct. You know what I mean?
Well, we call it skip the trip, give us a call, right? So you don't have to come to the office. You don't have to make that arduous appointment.
Yeah, that's what
right?
I mean.
We do about 90% of our stuff right over the phone. We file claims over the phone. We make it as easy as possible. My goal is, because I know the hurdles that veterans go through.
Sure.
So if they can sit in their easy chair at home.
And everybody's heard these stories.
Right. If they can sit in their easy chair at home, call a phone number, file a claim, that's one less hurdle that they have. They don't have to come downtown, make an appointment, sit and talk to someone. You know, it's difficult just talking to someone.
Talk about this other thing, though, that's going on now. This is almost like breaking news. This has never happened before as far as the government now looking at, you know, you don't have to be in combat or Agent Orange or whatever to get some great benefits.
Right. It's you know, when August 22, when the PACT Act was passed, it was just basically toxic exposure. And we're just learning about it. And as things have progressed, they've opened it up to all toxic exposure in the military. So I was sharing an example with you, aircraft mechanic in the Air Force working with aircraft parts and cleaning chemicals. Ended up with tumors on the kidney, and they service connected that. Now, previous PACT Act, you would never get that service connected because the VA would not bring you in for a compensation exam and make an opinion on that. But now with the PACT Act, every claim that's filed under the PACT Act, they do a toxic exposure letter, a memorandum that goes in your file. They look at your service history, determine if you have potential toxic exposure, right? So let's say you're in the motor pool and oils and all that kind of stuff. And then if they feel that there's a potentiality there, they'll bring you in for a compensation exam, and a VA doctor will render an opinion whether that's connected to service or not, whatever condition you have. So not only did the PACT Act expand Agent Orange exposure to Thailand and Guam and all these other countries, which was great, right, for many who have filed those claims and served over there. Cambodia, the country where we weren't there.
Or Laos.
Right, Laos is open up. So all those countries and, of course, all the burn pits, but it did this toxic exposure in the entire military, whether it's asbestos exposure, chemical exposure, weed killer exposure, and, if you have a condition, potentially it could be tied. So we're filing claims. I'm filing claims I would have never filed before.
You know what I said? We had a group in here before I went on vacation of Hmong veterans.
Yeah. Right.
I sure wish our government would help them out a little bit more. Don't you?
Yeah. They were there with us and supporting us and, you know, but that's all legislation beyond our control.
And I would agree with that. They're very humble people. and they don't ask. And sometimes you got to get a little pushy to get stuff. Yeah. Or you have to do more than ask. Sometimes you got to push.
Unfortunately, whiners win in the VA.
That's kind of what I was kind of saying. You know, that's not a whining group. That is not a whining group among people.
Taught not to whine, right? Suck it up, drive on.
Exactly.
But on this other side, if you want to get compensation for these injuries that you incurred, now serving your country is one thing, right? But getting injured while serving your country is another thing. It's like workman's compensation, right? I'm working for an employer. I'm injured on the job. Right. I get injured on the job. They have to compensate me for that, right?
What about as far as, you know, one thing that I, and again, maybe I'm wrong here, but I mean, I know, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Iraq, Kuwait, Afghanistan veterans, okay? And some of them have issues. There's no question about that. But in dealing with the Vietnam veterans that I interviewed, they came back, and not to stereotype, but they had a violent streak when they came back. I mean, a real short fuse and bar fights and things like that. Because they had zero help. I think you know, over the years, you guys, organization, you know, these you realize, I mean, because that was your era too, kind of.
A lot of anger, right?
Yes.
Anger of how they were treated, and treated when you come back. So then you're basically an outcast.
Well, they were drafted too. I mean, I think there was anger in the beginning.
Right. So some, you know, my brother-in-law is a good example of that. I mean, he was drafted. He didn't, you know, wasn't interested in going over there, and he had to. And when he came back, he took off his uniform in the airport in the restroom and threw it away.
Wow.
Didn't want to be known as a Vietnam vet, right?
No, I've got a guy in Manitowoc. He worked at Budweiser. He said there was one guy at Budweiser that was a Vietnam vet. He's the only guy in 25 years working at Budweiser, Manitowoc, that he ever told he was a Vietnam vet to. Because he said he went to the first VFW meeting. And some guy literally said, "Well, you better not be a druggie because we heard about you." And that was you know, when the old World War II.
Yeah, I can just see it.
Yeah, they were even welcomed by.
And
some
he said
of
he never went back.
Fellow veterans, but you know that's all changed.
Yeah,
right.
So that's what I mean.
Today's today, and that's all changed. They're welcomed, and they're we're filing claims for them, and
ironically, the Vietnam vets have done as much to welcome young veterans back than anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, the Vietnam veteran, you know, just Agent Orange exposure. They went to Washington, marched into Washington, got that going. As far as welcoming home, hey, that's never going to happen again. You're not going to treat them like you treated us. So if it wasn't for the Vietnam veteran, we probably wouldn't be as far along as we are in veteran benefits.
But I think it's awesome how they took what was such a dark part of their lives in many cases and turned it into a positive for the ones that followed after them.
No, I'm very grateful for the Vietnam veteran.
Well, Joel Ehrlich, hey, you got the fair coming up this year?
Yeah, we got Veterans Day at the fair. And so that's August 18th. You know, so come on out, free day at the fair for veterans. Mm-hmm. We'll have a booth there. And, there's lots of October 5th. There's a Flight of Champions honor flight out of Austin Straubel. So that's sponsored by the Packers WPS Foundation, Snyder National.
Awesome.
The Packers really stepped up and they really want to support that. This is the only flight that happens in the nation is three sports teams, Packers, Brewers, and Bucks. One flight out of Green Bay with Packer alumni, and they're guardians for the veterans.
Awesome.
Right? And then same thing, there's two flights out of Milwaukee, same day, Brewers and Bucks alumni on those flights. The Packers kicked in $250,000 with their community foundation grant.
Phenomenal.
This year. So they really wanted to stay behind that.
This is D.C. or New York?
This is D.C.
Okay.
Right? This is a one time a year honor flight, Flight of Champions.
All right.
No other NFL team in the nation.
You know, people ask me all the time if I've ever gone on one, okay?
Right.
And I haven't.
Oh.
I was at the very first meeting with Diane McDonald and ever had talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if you ever need somebody, I mean, I'll pay my own way, obviously, to as a guardian. She says, absolutely, John, you're on top of the list. They've never needed anybody. There have been so many people wanted to do it, which is such a great thing.
Everybody wants to get on those lines.
Joel Ehrlich, Director of Veterans Service of Brown County. I know what you do on a daily basis. I just want to say thank you. You do a phenomenal job, your whole staff.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Again, 920-448-4450. Just give a call. Skip the trip.
Awesome. All right. You're the best. Dick Napinski, EAA, joins us next.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Reivers says Wisconsin's system of checks and balances is rightfully restored. The state Supreme Court ruled Friday the legislature's Joint Finance Committee overstepped its authority while holding up spending that had already been approved. It could mean funding for conservation land purchases and early childhood literacy. A lot of farm workers do their jobs outside in extreme heat in the summer. The Biden administration wants to give them mandatory rest breaks, shade, and clean drinking water. Samantha Guerrero is a community organizer who says it's high time.
There are a lot of farm workers who are in danger of losing their lives in these extreme temperatures.
479 American workers died from heat exposure between 2011 and 2022. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 9 people were displaced following a house fire in Bellevue this weekend. Green Bay Metro Fire Department says careless disposal of fireworks in a garbage receptacle next to the garage was the cause of the blaze. The fire was brought under control in about 30 minutes. The loss is estimated at $175,000. It's too early to tell if Canadian wildfires will be as much of an issue this summer as they were last. However, there are ways you can protect yourself in intense episodes of orange skies and persistent smell of smoke return. Check your air quality information before spending time outdoors. This is especially important for sensitive groups such as the elderly, young children, or people with heart and lung issues or ailments. Find out more by visiting the Wisconsin DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on through the day today. It'll be mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 81. Rain amounts 1 to 2 tenths of an inch with some of these thunderstorms. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance of a thundershower with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit revamphrt.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your next project at Menards. Save time with a fresh coat in one coat. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technologies. And with Dutch Boy's easy-opening, smooth-pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show, the Joe Biden Hangover from Madison, and Dom joins us. Tune in Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there. 71 in Appleton, 70 in Oshkosh, 70 in Green Bay. Segment brought to you once again by our great friends at Pella Windows and Doors. So I need a patio door and a regular window, Jim.
And Pella will come out. They'll measure it. And I know you think you're... are good at installing. They'll install.
No,
it
I'm
too.
Terrible at stuff like that. Oh, okay.
Well, you like woodworking and all that.
That's different with this
totally,
kind of stuff. You
got
to follow the rules. No,
and you need it to be
terrible.
Square so it opens and closes.
Yeah. Yes. No.
Yeah, and I don't know what kind of style. I've never been to your house. You never invited me. But the I don't know what kind of style your house was built. So you kind of want them to come out and give you 3, 4, 5, 6 options, some different pricing programs, and then you can do it. But yeah,
that's what you did, right?
Yes, I did. I did that. My house is a little bit older.
What a difference that makes. When we have the Melcors on, they talk about that just for curb appeal and the whole thing. When you walk up to a house, the windows and the doors say so much about how well that house was taken care of.
Yeah. And then remember that guy from Options? They did a pillow in there too. That options for living that out on.
Yeah.
He just said that's absolutely great. They last and you don't want to. Yeah. Once you buy it, you don't want to replace it again, right?
Nope.
So,
nope.
Yeah, those guys out there. So, why do you need your window? What happened?
Just got old, you know.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Right.
Moisture got in, that kind of thing. Yeah.
It wasn't Pella. So.
No, it wasn't.
All right. There you go.
There you go. All right. Pella, windows and doors. Check them out.
Pella,
WI.com.
Yep. That's what it is.
There you go. Right, free in-house consultation. Is Dick on the phone?
He is.
All right.
Dick Napinski, Director of Communications, EAA. It's getting close to that time, Dick.
Close to what? I don't know.
You know, Dick, they talk here about the NFL draft coming up, and they're like, EAA has more people than that. So you guys sure know what you're doing.
How many people do you get there?
Well, last year we had a total attendance of 677,000 and about 10,000 to 12,000 airplanes. So, yeah, a lot of friends show up at the house, that's for sure, starting in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Well, we broadcast from there a couple days last year, and we just had a great time. Everybody there was so friendly and just coming on the show, and you were great about hosting us as well.
But here's the fun part. Jim and I would be like 10 minutes before the show at 6 in the morning. We're like, do you have a guest? No. And we just walk around, and we'd find somebody who was really interesting.
They just want to talk about aviation and their plane that they built or the experience they had. And yeah, that was very cool. So, are y'all set for this year? How's it looking?
Well, it's looking. This is the time where we're about 80% done, and it feels like you've got 80% to go.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there, and a lot of the big things are checked off the list. But there's a million little things, everything from, you know, are the trash containers here yet? And, these golf carts, those aren't the golf carts we wanted. We need these golf carts. You know, those type of things that start coming in. And we've got volunteers coming in now, especially after the 4th of July weekend. Some of the early arrivals start coming in, pull into the campground, get themselves set out, help out for a couple of weeks, and help us get ready to go for opening day on the 22nd.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's 22nd, right? I was just going to say that. Then Monday kicks off.
That Monday kicks off. It runs through the 28th, 7 days, 9 air shows in 7 days. And we've got a great lineup this year of some things that we haven't had here before or haven't had in a long time. And, you know, we're really looking forward to it. It's such an interesting mix when you get the people who might fly one-person ultralights all the way up to when an airliner or a C-17 suddenly lands, or this year we're getting a B-52 that'll be on display all week. So all of these things come in, and it's like, wow, what a mix coming in here to Whitman Regional
Airport.
They
still have B-52s that fly?
You know, it's amazing. That airplane is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year.
You know, I grew up right next to a B-52 base in Gwynn, in Nagani.
Oh, yeah.
And when we'd be playing ball, be playing baseball, and one of those would be coming in for a landing, the game would stop.
Yeah,
it's just everyone just stop and just look with your mouth. It's like how something that size can stay in the air.
Right.
It was just amazing. Aren't they, though?
Yeah, it is. It proves, again, you know, you can make anything fly if you put a large enough engine on it.
Yes, right.
And they got six of them, right?
They've got, yeah, they come in, and it's kind of funny. Last time they were here a few years back, the crew said, well, you know, you've got aircraft judging to win Lindy Awards. You know, let us be judged. Are we a vintage or are we a warbird?
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one, actually. And,
wow.
But they're saying these bombers might fly for another 40 years because they just keep updating them, putting new technology in them, and they haven't found a system that works better than the good old B-52.
Unreal. Wow. And, you know, not to get technical here, and I'm not a technical person, trust me, but they thought that was going to be the way with the B-29s, but they never quite figured out all the mechanical problems with the B-29s. You know, we lost as many B-29s from Saipan going and bombed the mainland of Japan. We lost as many from mechanical failures on the way back as we did from being shot down. And that's why Iwo Jima was so important, that at least they had a place, you know, they could land in an emergency. Isn't that the truth? I mean, you probably know about that, Dick.
Yeah, and what happened is you had so many new model airplanes coming out at the time because the World War II effort demanded it at that time. You think of how aviation moved forward over those 5 or 6 years. And you're bringing these out, and sometimes you test them, and the generals were saying, we just need them on the front line. Let's get them to go. We need that long-range bomber. And you really don't have the testing time that you have with in traditional eras where you say, we might take a year or two and really test these things to make sure it can stand up to it. So you're out there, you're doing it literally on the fly.
Yeah.
You're out there and hoping everything holds together, which made things even more interesting for those young men who were 18 to 25 years old flying those machines at that time.
But then the B-52 came along, and it's just like, boom. I think the B-52 in some ways may have prevented a World War III because the other countries knew how bad ash, I'm going to say, those things weren't what they could deliver.
They are. They're incredible aircraft, you know, and the systems they have in them now are really something. And you consider all of the bombers that have come and gone since then. You know, and now we're into the B-1s, B-2s, and looking at the next generation bomber, the B-21, and all of those things that are going to be coming and down the pike. But the B-52 is still a mainstay.
Yeah,
everything's come and gone over 70 years, but it's still a mainstay. And it'll be on display on the Boeing Plaza throughout the entire week.
Nice.
So, Dick, you talked about earlier that some things that are new, and it's something that bother me when there's an event, what's new? I mean, the whole thing is great. You don't really have You don't need to bring anything new, but you continue to bring new things to the EAA. What's come new this year?
Is there a special theme?
Well, the theme this year is preparing for the next generation of aviation and what's out there, not only with the technology and the aircraft, but the people as well. Trying to inspire the next generation to look at aviation and all the things that are possible. You start looking at some of the electric VTOL or the vertical takeoff and landing aircraft that are starting to make its way into the general public. Some of the electric-powered aircraft that are out there, some of the high-altitude research aircraft that are out there. Really incredible stuff that they're working on right now, and you'll see some of that technology coming here went at Oshkosh during the week. And that's part of the fun thing. You know, there are times over the past couple of years, something's gone up and you literally say, what the heck is that? And it is something that is flying that people are enveloping. Is it electric air taxis that can help relieve congestion on the highways in large cities?
We had a couple of them, but one guy from Israel was on these personal aircrafts, and he was
very convincing.
He talked about the air taxi, and I want to talk about the personal aircraft, because I think, you know, everybody talks about, you know, commercial flights, and that's great, and going to the moon, and not the moon, going out into space, but personal aircrafts, I mean, I do think that is going to happen in our lifetime, and I think that's going to be very cool for us to just get on our own personal aircraft. And will you have the vertical planes there, vertical liftoff?
There'll be some of them here, right? You know, and they're in various
Give me a ticket.
Give
me a ticket.
Right.
On.
Would you go on one?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
exactly.
I totally would do that.
They'll probably let you order one. You know that. They'll let you order one.
I know he was taking deposits. I know.
Well, that guy was like a billionaire, wasn't he? The guy we had on? Yeah.
Yeah, just bring your checkbook. You're fine. That's it.
Yeah.
And you'll be first in line. First one in your neighborhood to have one. You go down the street.
Sure, they'll love it in my neighborhood.
We're talking about, I'm going to go the opposite way. What do you remember that plane last year, Jim? How does this thing get off the ground? It was like the biggest airplane we've ever seen in our lives. Remember that?
Yes. Dick, obviously we're talking with Dick Nopinski. You're the marketing director at EAA. Right? It was right across from our booth. We didn't walk very far, and just this huge.
It was the size of like a warehouse.
It was like the Spruce Goose, but it wasn't. It was like a double decker. Yeah.
What was that?
Well, I think what you were probably talking about last year might have been NASA's Super Guppy.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
And it was, you know, and that's about a 60-year-old airplane, and it's kind of the pound puppy of airplanes. It's so ugly, it's cute.
Yeah.
And you know,
it's kind of like me.
It's used, it's used to transport rocket parts across the country for NASA. And it's what's kind of fun is when to open it up. It's not like the back drops down like on a C-5 or something like that. The entire front, including the cockpit, opens up like a refrigerator door. I don't know if there's a little light bulb there that goes on or anything like that, but it opens up, and then they slide the rocket parts into it, and you close the cockpit. And you're right, it doesn't take off like a usual airplane. It just kind of lifts off the ground like, oof, and okay, right, now we're going. And when it lands, it's kind of the same thing, like, oof, okay, we're here. But it was a fun airplane. It really was one of the most popular airplanes at the show last year because it just is so.
It was just amazing. Yeah. And you had to have somebody, like, for a picture, you had to have a human being standing in front of it for scale just to show how unbelievably huge this thing was. And it's still, that was great. Hey, Dick, one of the things that Jim and I always talk about when we come down there is that it's just, do you have literally every country in the world that somehow shows up? I mean, it was incredible. We were talking to people from, when we used to mention Israel and all these, this is like the thing in the United States, almost in the world, isn't it, for those kind of people to come together?
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that because if you go around the world and talk to a pilot and say the word Oshkosh, they know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They go, that. Either they've been there or they know somebody who's been there or they want to get there because there is no place that puts this scale and scope of people and aircraft in one place like we do at EAA Air Venture. And last year we had people from 92 countries who registered at the International Visitors Tent, and so there might be some out there from something in a stand that didn't register yet. But they come in and they are just amazed. I remember one Australian gentleman telling me one time, says, you have more airplanes here than we have in the whole bloody country. And
right.
I looked around and went, yep, you're right. We do. And so, you know, that is what is amazing. People come here because the American general aviation system, we have more activity in general aviation in the U.S. than all the other countries combined in the world. And so people come here just to see what that's all about. And we try to put on a good show for them, and we're planning to do so once again in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we had one of your volunteers who hosts the International Welcome Center on our show and just was talking about how excited the people are and just how appreciative they are that you have something that's all on one campus.
We do. You know, there's a group from South Africa that comes every year, about 150 to 200 of them. They camp in the campground, all little matching pup tents that they're in. I've heard last week from three friends from Italy, first time they're coming to Oshkosh, and they say, we are making matching T-shirts and coming to Oshkosh, and we'll be there. And
I want to meet them.
Type of things. Oh, and I can send you the name. And,
please do.
You know, they'll be there. And so, you know, those are the kind of things that are just so much fun to see the enthusiasm of those people when they come in and they just bounce from spot to spot because they've seen something they've only heard about or maybe seen on the internet. And then they go, oh, here's another thing over here. And it really is one of those ultimate squirrel moments that you kind of take off and go find something new around every corner.
And I think that's cool. The other thing I was really impressed with last year, and I'm sure you're doing that again this year, is just the career opportunities that you present to people. Everything from air traffic control to working for Boeing to there's just the jobs in aviation are, it's got to be growing, especially when you just talked about our country having more aviation than all the others combined.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and not just for pilots, you know, there's still a need for pilots out there, but you take a look at, you mentioned it, air traffic controllers, there's a big need for that. There is opportunity for technicians. If you've got an engineering built bend or like to take things apart and put them back together, you know, there is a spot for you out there. So we have an entire area, just about every major university that has an aviation program is represented here, and they are looking for students, and they want to get people involved in that, and companies are coming out, airlines come here each year recruit.
We got one last quick thing, Jared. It says the educator day they have out there is fantastic at Air Venture.
We do. We bring teachers out here, and so Friday, local teachers, you can still sign up, be part of Teachers Day.
Outstanding. All right, thank you so very much. We're going to be talking with you a bunch over the next 3 weeks or so. Dick Nepinski.
Look forward to it, guys.
YouTube, buddy. EAA, back after this. 25 years old, my mother, God rest her soul.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Night of the Mayor here. Great to be back for vacation. Second half of summer starting out right now. Hey. A lot of great things happening. Todd, how you doing? Did you have a good vacation this year? I mean, just, you know, Todd is so private.
He is.
I could tell you about getting bit in the stomach by a wood tick and whatever.
How was your 5 days, Todd?
Good. Well, you know, I ended up working too much.
He does work.
People don't realize you have like three other jobs.
And he's got a studio in his house too, which is, you talk about bringing your work home.
I know.
You know? I mean, it's, you turn around, it's right there.
Saturday had a great day. Went to the Oshkosh Farmers Market, right? Got everything I needed. Then I'm wearing a hat from Sunken Paddle.
I see that. I like that hat.
They do ciders. So they do apples, pears, rhubarb.
Do you know who, who does he look a little bit like with this hat on, with this beard? Be honest.
Who?
I would, is it a movie?
A movie. Forrest Gump, when he went running all over the country.
Well, it's been nice working with you guys.
Yeah, he has lost a little weight.
Did you see it a little bit, though, with that beard, the hat, that kind of a high hat on?
That's true. That is true.
Oh, my God. Thanks, John.
No problem.
Oh, by the way, I was thinking about this. We always give Jim crap because he's never invited us over, but you've really never invited us over to your house either.
No. We have been invited to his apartment up here, but we've always said no.
That's different, right?
We've refused that. But your house, no.
No. Well, you don't even know where it is. You'd get lost.
I
thought you Two Rivers guys wouldn't hang around Manitowoc, guys.
That's right, we don't.
You guys, I mean, come on.
That is true, Todd. Maybe that's why. So the farmer's market,
you can come up to my apartment anytime.
No. Yeah, no.
I'm trying to find a cleaning person. How much is a cleaning person? It's amazing how one person can make such a mess like I do.
Yeah.
How much are they?
What do we pay? They're there today.
You got a cleaning person for your house?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I've just done, we both.
I mean, how much? I've got one. I mean, it's a tiny little apartment. How much would that be?
$70 an hour. Right?
Yeah, but you don't need cleaning every week, right?
Twice a month. It's not just one person, John. It's a couple people that.
Okay.
But
how much about $70 each time? Okay.
No? I think it's be more than that.
All right. I don't know.
I don't want to quote that.
I'm looking for a cleaning person.
John, I think you okay. All right. Isn't that called Julie?
No, she yeah,
just
no.
Kidding. Hey,
yeah, no.
That farmer's market. So I went to the farmer's market here in Green Bay, which was great because I had to get flowers for my party.
Oh, you know, that's right. Cut flowers.
Put on the tables.
Yeah, of course. You know. Next to the lemon wishes.
Yeah. Yep. And sitting on some linen.
But was that? Right. But Todd,
and what was the name of that other thing that you? What was it? Were you first a French name? What you had?
Chateaubriand?
Yeah, Chateaubriand. Chateaubriand.
But Todd, weren't the flowers unbelievable?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Just bright.
And every week they're a little different because of whatever's in season or whatever. So every week it changes a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That was very cool. So anyway, that and what else did I buy?
You went all out for this little brunch thing, didn't you? Let's be honest.
I did. It was.
Yeah.
She's very good friends of ours. So yeah.
Wow.
It's like.
Was this your future campaign manager for when you run for like senator or something like that?
She's good. She's very smart and just a just a great family.
Hey, by the way, Dick talking about jobs, you know, in
aviation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want to pick a job that I would be worse at than almost anybody in the world, air traffic controller.
Yeah.
I would be so bad at that job. It's unbelievable.
You lose your patience and just.
You know what? You know what? I'll get to you in a minute.
Do it yourself.
I got another. Yeah. How about this? You're so smart. Go ahead.
You do it.
Yeah, I'm done talking to you.
I know it's foggy. Yeah. You do it.
I was actually.
Oh, this is flight 169. I am not getting a response from air traffic. Yeah, Mino's manning it. Just be go safe ahead, and go just ahead, go ahead. Just do what you got to do.
I was actually scrolling social media last night.
Out.
And there was actually, they've got these conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers and how they can get kind of snarky and stuff back and forth.
Yeah.
And so this pilot's kind of going off on the air traffic controller and the controller's very, you know, laid back.
He's like, reserved.
Sir, I'm just asking these questions for your safety, blah, 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 blah. And another pilot comes on and goes, okay, that's enough, Mr. Smarty Pants.
No kidding. Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, the pilot.
I remember one when I used to fly with Larry McCarran. I remember one kind of had an attitude. And because they would say, you know, Southeast Runway 16, yada, yada, yada. And Larry, Larry goes, just want to double check. Was that blah, blah. And the guy goes, okay, again. It is, and it's like, whoa.
I'm flying
and
in
I'm not flying. And I thought, do you guys know what Larry McCarran could do to you if he wants to?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I still remember that. But that would be the worst job for me possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree. I don't think I'd be good at that either.
No, you wouldn't.
I think I told you that this was 2000.
Todd would be perfect.
Yes.
Todd would be perfect.
No, I would calculated.
Not. Calm.
2009, I was working in another industry, and I went out on Thursday nights. We'd go out and have some drinks after work.
Nothing better than going out on Thursday night.
Yep. 11 o'clock at night, we'd go out. Here in Neenah, we were at this bar in Neenah. The entire bar was air traffic controllers from EAA.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we thought, you know, I was a younger man at the time. We thought we're going to try and keep up. Worst decision I ever made.
Really?
I was sick for 3 days after.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they say the stress with those people is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must be how decompress.
I will never forget that.
Wow.
A Jaeger bomb I will never have again in my life.
I'm with
not a great
that.
Segue. I got to promote this.
Yeah, okay, now.
Sorry.
What else you got coming up, Jim?
Slide into sobriety night. That's what we're talking about. Hey, tomorrow, though, I want to remind people we've had John on here from ADRC. We talked about Tuesday, tomorrow, July 9th at Green Bay Rockers at Capital Credit Union Park. The game starts at 6:35. You just come in the AODA Resource Fair. It's just a sober night. You're going to be sitting in a section with a bunch of your friends. There's resources available and just something that, look, I'm. Some people struggle with it, and this is an opportunity to go out and have some fun and get a little bit more information. So I'm going to be there, and so are a lot of my friends. So
and that's tomorrow night?
Yep, tomorrow night, Rockers game, 6:35.
Outstanding.
Yep.
Very cool.
Sobriety night.
Okay, it was great having Brittany on again this morning, too, just talk about what could turn out to be a crazy week.
Yeah, I know.
Weather-wise, like all over the place. But anyway, it's great to be back. Todd, thanks for holding down the fort the whole time. And Jim, thanks for holding down the fort when I was gone.
Well,
and
glad you're back.
Heard everything went great. And special thanks to your get. Who'd you have? Frank from Frank's Dinner Theater, Gizmo.
And Dennis. And Kevin Van Ness from
Packer
Band, Talk of the Town. So they were all great. And they were very happy to be here. And they love our show. And we love them. So, yeah. But I'd rather you here, John. I mean, I hate to.
I know.
I
don't blame you.
I think you're.
Let me ask you this though.
But I'm taking off too. I'm
when? When?
I don't know.
Go tomorrow?
No.
Okay. Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
Tomorrow really soon? No. I.
Huh? Okay. I hate to bring this up.
What?
You didn't run out and put any money in your meter.
Oh, no, I did.
Oh, you did?
We were talking to Joe.
Okay.
No, Johnny.
Because I heard we got nailed last week.
They're very tenacious again.
Yeah.
Somebody made him mad.
You
John
did.
John Mino.
You did.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, are we going to get billed for?
I don't know. We're waiting for the bill to show up.
Okay.
Civic Media.
All right. Hey, thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks for the great guests we had. We'll be back in tomorrow morning. Mino the Mayor. See ya.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.